I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Today was the first full day on the job for Egypt's new prime minister. Essam Sharaf was appointed by Egypt's military-run provisional government. He replaces the last prime minister appointed by former president Hosni Mubarak. And Sharaf's first move was to visit the epicenter of the uprising against Mubarak, Cairo's Tahrir Square. The World's Matthew Bell was there.
Essam Sharaf already had credibility with the crowds of demonstrators in Tahrir Square. He's an American-educated engineer and former transport minister under ex-president Hosni Mubarak. Sharaf resigned from the post, went on to be critical of the Mubarak government, and then joined anti-government demonstrations in Cairo. When the new prime minister was spotted entering the square today, a demonstrator who gave his name as Walid was delighted.
Very happy.
Mona Mina is an Egyptian doctor who treated injured demonstrators in Tahrir Square during the worst of the violence last month. She says tens of people died in front of her. She, too, is supportive of Essam Sharaf as prime minister. It's good that the army chose someone who's accepted by the demonstrators, she says, and it's also good that he's visiting here today. After a short prayer for those killed and injured in the revolution, the new prime minister made his way through the crowd and onto the stage. Sharaf told the crowd that he gets his legitimacy from them. He vowed to work to realize all of their demands and said he would come back to join the demonstrators if he fails. The prime minister expressed his condolences to the families of those who were killed and injured during the uprising. Sharaf also spoke on behalf of the military rulers who appointed him, saying that they support change. Then he was carried away on the shoulders of demonstrators and Egyptian soldiers. But for all the euphoria in the square, demonstrators are far from fully satisfied. They're determined to keep up the pressure on Egypt's military rulers. A key demand expressed by demonstrators today called for Egypt's much-reviled state security apparatus to be dismantled. This is the network of Mubarak's secret police, notorious for their brutality and abuse of power. That's not the only challenge that protesters are expecting their new prime minister to address. Nonetheless, they celebrated Sharaf's visit to the square.
I think nobody was expecting him to come today, but it's something he did it voluntarily. He liked to assure the people to relax, and someone is caring about them.
It is a very good step to be with the people here. About 50% of our demands, about 50% have been achieved now. There is another 50%.
Egypt's transitional military government announced another step today. It has scheduled a referendum on constitutional reform for March 19th. Some Egyptians are calling for a whole new constitution. Others want to amend the existing one. Beyond that, the military council says it wants to hand over power to a civilian government in about 6 months or after elections for the presidency and parliament. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Cairo.
You can check out a video from Matthew of Egyptians celebrating their new prime minister at theworld.org. While you're there, you can read about what's happening in Cairo at the World blogs and explore the rest of our in-depth coverage of Egypt. It's all at theworld.org.